The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, those of us who use public transport on a regular basis know that there are times when the buses or trains are absolutely full. Now, if you can delay your journey or go earlier, I think a lot of people do, but it's not necessarily always possible. Barry Kenny joins us from Erinroad Éireann. You're trying to persuade DART commuters to stagger their journeys during the morning rush hour to reduce overcrowding on trains. Tell us about your initiative, please.
Well, Matt, we're not necessarily trying to persuade people. What we're trying to do is give them the information to make choices for themselves. As you say, there are people between their work patterns or their home patterns that don't have flexibility in their travel or in their commute. But for those that do, we've launched peaktime.ie, and it's basically a data source that allows you pick your DART station and gives you in easy-to-understand bar graph format where the busier trains are, where the quieter trains are, and in some instances people would be able to get onto a significantly less busy train with a relatively modest change in time. It's not possible for everybody, of course, but the information is there to help people make those decisions.
Do you think your customers haven't already worked that out for themselves?
Well, obviously people know that I mean, we have 1 in 6 of all weekday journeys on the DART are made between the hour of 8 and 9, so it's a particularly concentrated peak. But even within that hour, this will show that some trains are a little less busy than others, albeit, of course, they are very busy throughout that time. And if people's workplace or if what their other travel is for allows them that flexibility, they then have the information to make the decision for themselves.
Mark Gleeson of Rail Users Network, what do you make of that?
Don't make much of it. I think, as you've commented, most people would already realise this, that there are certain trains between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. are going to be extremely busy. What passengers want to see is actually something done about the service in terms of more frequency, in terms of longer train lengths, to make sure they actually can get to work and not get left behind. And looking at the graph here for the north side of Dublin, there's effectively an hour over a 70, 80 minute period where there is no quiet train. So people really don't have an opportunity to change.
The issue really, isn't it, is that we don't have enough trains and the trains that we have don't have enough carriages.
That's exactly it. The question is, when is Irish Rail going to sign a contract to order new trains? There are 10 DART carriages sitting out of service in Inchicore for the last 10 years, and despite representations made by regulators around to Irish Rail management, we've been yet to be able to get a straight answer as to why they've not been put back into service. And we're at least a year away from signing a contract for new trains, and at least another 3 years after that they actually show up, and those trains aren't even for the DART line. They're going to be used for minute services. So it's going to be a very long wait.
Okay, so how many carriages do you say are somewhere in a service shed?
There are 10 DART carriages in Inchicore Works in Dublin, which were built in 1999, and they haven't carried a passenger in 11 years.
And how many passengers could they carry?
You'd be able to fit well over 1,500 people on those 10 carriages.
Okay, Barry Kenny, what's the situation? I mean, it's maybe a small thing, but it's important. Why are those carriages in mothballs?
Well, we did have issues with that fleet, and we aren't funded for the refurbishment of that fleet, but we are imminently to be funded for 41 extra carriages for commute services. We anticipate that will
be... Hold on, come back to the DART. What's wrong with those DART carriages?
Yeah, to say they do require significant refurbishment. We have endeavoured with other fleets to go to market to undertake major refurbishments. So it's extraordinarily costly. The cost that we came back to us for other fleet refurbishments are 3 times what we had anticipated, given the nature of the market out there. So we are actually in the process of, as I say...
Are those 10 DART carriages ever going to be back on the tracks again?
I would anticipate, but as well as that, we have to put major orders, because the growth that we've seen over the last, I mean, since the economic crisis, when obviously passenger numbers plummeted, we have thankfully seen a very, very strong recovery in recent years, and this last year was our busiest ever year. This year will be busier again. It is obviously very urgent that we get new fleet.
When will you get it? I mean, you've heard what Mark said there, yeah, about when you're going to make the orders and when you're going to get them. So
we're
going to
41 commuter carriages. On the basis of that is approved, the funding is approved within the next few weeks. They will be delivered late 2021 and enter service early 2022. Now, that's commuter service.
So that's at least 2 years.
It is.
And that's the commuter service. That's not the DART.
That's not DART. Then we will be investing. We have a major up to 600 new carriages across a 10-year period. We've begun the tender process for that, but that is a longer project because they
How
are brand new
cost?
Trains. Well, ultimately, that's what the tender process will decide. But if you're up to 600 carriages, you will be well over €1 billion in investment. investment in rail carriages.
And are they going to be replacement for existing carriages and trains, or are they going to be additional?
No, under the NDP, that will be an increase in our fleet of 300 carriages. And for context, our total fleet across all services, Dart, commuter and intercity currently, which is operational, is 629 carriages. So that's a huge expansion in capacity. We're obviously also going to be investing in the infrastructure to allow us to run more trains. So under the NDP, up to 2027, we will be able to double the number of people who travel at peak. But we are in that window of time between when funding is made available and when the benefits start to come through.
So in other words, the overcrowding is going to continue for at least 2 years and probably longer. And what you're going to be reduced to in that time is asking people to travel either an hour earlier or an hour later so that they can maybe get a seat and not suffer the overcrowding.
Let's be very, very clear what peak commuting is about, Matt. It is not about saying that this is the seating is on offer. Trains, any city you go in the world, are based on full loading at that time. There is still some capacity on our peak services, but if the growth continues, obviously that capacity will be used up. And to maximise what we can deliver for the general city area, there is options for people to move other times as well. But let's be very clear, when we invest in our services and expand our urban commuting services, it is to allow more people come onto those services and help that private to public transport shift, which is absolutely essential for the future of our urban areas.
Which should be a couple of years at least yet. Mark Leeson, what do you make of those numbers quoted by Barry Kenny as to the additional capacity which will at some stage be added?
At some stage is the phrase here. Those 41 carriages Barry refers to, they have allegedly been to be signed, contracts to be signed imminently for the last 2 years. They were meant to actually be here by this stage. So we have very little confidence in the process right now. We really need to understand what the holdup actually is. And looking forward at the DART order, the current order pair, the Chief Mechanical Engineer's Office in Éireann Éireann is for 500 carriages. And it looks like the original DART fleet, which is 35 years old, will be 47 years old before it gets replaced in 2032. From what I can see. So it's a very long road ahead, and it was not a comfortable road for passengers.
Is that true? Those figures true, Barry?
Oh, yeah. I mean that's what trains... That's why, I mean, trains are a fabulous investment in terms of the longevity you get. The original Dart fleet, 76 carriages, are still operating 35 years, and they're operating reliably. By the end of the NDP, when we've increased the fleet by 300 carriages, we'll then be in a position to renew and replace those. But when we invest now for carriages, that is the benefit we will get over time. So look, I appreciate it is frustrating right now as we have more and more demands on capacity that we aren't able to operate additional carriages.
Well, hold on a second, Barry. Here's a really interesting text from a listener. I lived in Melbourne where public transport is free if you travel and reach your destination by 7 a.m. Works extremely well where employers allow flexible working hours, encouraging staff to start and finish early to beat the busy travel periods. Would you consider that if you're having all these capacity constraints at peak operating times, that you would give either free or heavily discounted fares for people who actually have made their journeys before 7 a.m.
Well, that is, I mean, the NTA would regulate fares. That is something they'd have to consider in the wider public transport regulatory environment.
But you should be playing out half for Ireland at speed at which you pass the ball, Barry.
No, I'm not going to commit to something, Matt, that isn't actually in our gift. That is the regulatory authority. I would say is that with the tax saver discount scheme, whereby people who have monthly and annual commuter tickets here, we have a very, very heavily discounted rail fare to make it attractive for people to travel at all times throughout the day. So I don't think differential pricing is something that's on the horizon at the moment. But as I say, in terms of funding our service, that funding is now coming through and the fleet will be coming.
Mark Leeson, just to finish you, a listener says as a measure to deal with the overcrowding, trains should ban free travel passes at peak times. Does everyone travel for free still at peak times, or is that passed?
It's always been the case on trains in suburban areas. You could travel for free if you have a free travel pass. That's a discussion that would need to be taking place between the CIE Group and the Department of Social Protection. There is no actual contract in place between the CIE Group about that service, so it could be changed, but that would be extremely controversial, and that's not something we want to discuss, really. We want to get actual extra trains and more frequency, which benefits everybody.
Okay. Geez, you could be the sub out half, but you passed that one on. Thanks very much, Mark Leeson, Rail Users Network, and Barry Kenny from Irish Rail.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.